It's been nearly 3 months since deadly tornadoes ripped through Kentucky in December. After that, FEMA encouraged people to apply for federal assistance. But for some residents, the help hasn't arrived. Jake Ryan with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting has our story.
Candace Sherman wasn't home when the tornado swept through around midnight on December 11th. And that's a good thing because her home was completely destroyed.
It's gone. I don't know. It's hard to talk about.
But they talk about it a lot in the small town of Bremen in western Kentucky. More than 70 people died across the state. And sitting around a neighbor's kitchen table, they talk about who they lost, who got hurt, and who is rebuilding. But they don't really know anyone who's gotten much help from FEMA. Sherman had been in her mobile home for about a year. It was next to her mother's, and her son had a big room all to himself. She had insurance, but just enough to cover the mortgage. She was hopeful she'd get some help from FEMA.
I mean, just any amount of, like, assistance with money to get started, replacing, trying to save money to rebuild.
She filled out an online application and was denied the next day because she had insurance.
It was heartbreaking because, you know, lost my home. They're supposed to help, and they're not helping.
FEMA is a federal agency whose mission is to help people before, during, and after disaster strikes. Within 6 weeks of the storm, nearly 12,000 people in Kentucky had registered for aid with FEMA, which can come as money for rent, home repairs, or other critical needs like food. Of those that applied, we found that just 13% were deemed eligible by the federal agency. Simone Domain is a research fellow at the University of Oklahoma Southern Climate Impacts Planning Program. She says the issues in Kentucky, though unfortunate, are not really unique.
People from FEMA will, I believe, tell you this pretty readily, that people think of them as the cavalry, but that is not what their agency really is authorized to do.
FEMA agrees. In an emailed statement, a FEMA spokesperson stressed that the agency is not set up to compensate for all loss or to make people whole again. The Washington Post found last year that approval rates fell into the teens in 2021, down by 50% a decade before. There are systemic barriers, and it can be really confusing. For instance, FEMA often requires an individual person be denied a Small Business Administration loan before they get any aid. Here's Domain again.
We live in a country where we already have a social safety net that's really been chipped away over time. And so it's not surprising that for disaster aid, those programs are not robust enough to really guarantee that a person can recover fully after a disaster.
An hour's drive from Bremen in Bowling Green, Patty Sawyer is still processing the tornado and cleaning up, trying to keep a sense of humor.
So this is like
the house looks like a tornado hit it. Yeah.
Sawyer owned her home and has insurance, which she hopes will cover a bulk of the some $60,000 in damages to her home. When she applied to FEMA, she expected the agency could help fill any gaps, but she was denied.
I'm not expecting, you know, FEMA and everything to come in, and I'm going to come out ahead in this. But I'd like to come out where I left off before this disaster hit.
In all, FEMA has provided more than $12 million to people in Kentucky for housing assistance and other critical needs. A FEMA spokesperson said anyone can appeal a rejection, and they're encouraged to do so. Kentuckians have until March 14th to apply for aid. For Here and Now, I'm Jake Ryan.